Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
First,
Putin just said they respect your wife a lot. I said, what about me? No, they will. They like Melania better. That wasn't good.
Donald Trump declared Russia an extraordinary threat to the United States as he rolled out his first sanctions over Vladimir Putin's refusal to stop the war in Ukraine. Reports also claiming that Trump could meet Putin as soon as next week. Simon Marks is LBC's Washington correspondent. What would a meeting bring apart from some extraordinary images and words, Simon?
Well, that is the big question, isn't it, Tom? Because there is no indication at all that the Trump administration has set any preconditions for these talks. Certainly, the president told our prime minister and other European leaders last night that they're not going to have a seat around the table for what he hopes will be one-on-one, face-to-face conversations with Vladimir Putin. And then he's hoping that those conversations lead to the possibility of the circle being widened and Vladimir's Zelensky being added into the mix. But there are signs here today that this all might already be falling apart. ABC News is saying that a White House official has told them within the last hour or so not only that no location has yet been agreed for the talks, but that President Putin must agree to meet with President Zelensky of Ukraine for the one-on-one meeting with Donald Trump to occur. Now, that was absolutely not Donald Trump's position when he spoke to reporters at the White House last night, but it does follow a top Kremlin aide, Yuri Ushakov, who briefed the media today in Moscow and said, yeah, we heard this idea of a three-way meeting that would include Volodymyr Zelensky. We sort of just left that on the table. We're not really interested in that. We're much more interested in a meeting that is focused on the bilateral relationship between the United States and Russia. So this idea that this meeting is in any way set in stone and could happen next week. Reports that it could be in the United Arab Emirates or elsewhere. I think this is on very squidgy ground now.
Putin has said that it would only be under certain conditions that he would meet one-on-one with Vladimir Zelensky. That doesn't seem to have happened. So if Trump is saying that it's a condition of him meeting Putin that Putin meets Zelensky, this is all off, as you say.
Well, I think so. I mean, look, Vladimir Putin knows exactly how to play Donald Trump. He plays him like a violin. Remember the backdrop to this was Donald Trump saying his patience with Vladimir Putin had finally expired. Friday, tomorrow, was the deadline for Putin to end his war in Ukraine, or else the United States was going to slap all sorts of crippling sanctions on Russia and the countries that buy its oil. They've already put 25% additional tariffs on India for propping up Russia's economy. Then suddenly last night, as we headed towards that deadline, not for the first time by any manner of means, Donald Trump suddenly backs off and is beguiled by the idea of a meeting with Putin, in which Putin is going to want to discuss what he refers to as the root causes of the conflict, which is basically code for he, Vladimir Putin, wants to pillage Ukraine of its sovereignty, and he wants to push NATO forces back from Russia's borders. And that's obviously a non-starter for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and a huge question for the European leaders that Donald Trump says won't be welcome at any of these meetings.
Simon, really appreciate it. Thank you very much indeed. Simon Marks is LBC's Washington correspondent. Hear him regularly with his American Week at 10 to 6 on Friday evenings.